You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The horn. That's right. It's me, Burbank Hank, bringing us into the show. There's a very good reason for it. I'm having the time of my life. Just a great day. Some sunshine poked out of the clouds and the rain today in old Los Angeles. But I'm here with old Mope Mopertson's Chris Kowild, who is decidedly sad, and I can't for the life of me figure out why. Chris Kowild,
well, first
what
of all,
is
I started the show with a sigh.
Chris Kowild, everyone.
No, Kasai. Kasai Leonard.
Kasai,
that's my name tonight.
Everyone is the media is starting to talk about Kawhi Leonard as an MVP candidate. The Clippers traded none of our favorite Clippers Kasai. Away. What's the problem?
Well, there's no trades. Kasai Leonard is having a case of the four seed blues because it was one glorious night in one seed. One night of one seed. And I, Kasai Leonard, I'm no longer Chris Kowild. Chris Kowild was bumped tonight. Kasai Leonard has been booked instead because I got the four seed blues, Hank.
Well, I mean, to be fair, that one 24-hour period as the one seed is
the best.
Only 24 hours the Clippers have ever been the one seed in the history. Wait, in the history of the franchise.
Yes, in February.
Not counting October.
Even November. In Buffalo. No, the one.
Never.
Oh, stop. We were the,
never
no,
the
we
one
were the
seed.
One, no, yes, we were. We were the one seed in the December. To remember when we went undefeated in December, we were the one seed.
Oh, were we really?
Yes, the December
not
to remember.
Not for the season, for the month.
We were the number one seed in the Western Conference after the December. We were undefeated the month of December. We were we went into the new year the number one seed, and that was at the latest that they were the one seed ever in franchise history, even going back to Buffalo, because the stupid Boston Celtics were always number one, and we were number two as best we were. We've been two many, many times. We were one seed in February ever in franchise history for 24 of the greatest hours
of
my life.
Oh, they were great.
My son's middle school team got their first W same day, same exact day, the Panthers.
Yeah, but you were cringe from what I heard.
The reviews are in, and Cy Leonard was cringe. No, that night I was Chris Kowild. That night, later that night, we would go on to be the one seed and be there for 24 hours.
I mean, it goes to show you just how competitive the West is, that quite literally one loss dropped us from first
from
to
one
fourth.
To four.
Now, the first four teams in the West all still have 16 losses. It's just that we have 34 wins. And now the Timberwolves have 36 wins. But the Thunder and the Nuggets, they're only a half game in front of us with 35 wins. We win our next game, we're arguably tied for second. Like, that's how competitive the West is.
Well, what's nice is we have the same amount of losses as the top seed.
Yes.
So our destiny is in our own hands.
Yes.
And Hank, I'm here to tell you that in December, January, and February, all of those months, December, January, February, the Clippers only have six losses.
Isn't that wild? I mean, especially
six losses, and we started 3-7.
We lost six games straight when we got James Harden. Now we have only lost six games since December 2nd. But that's bananas.
December,
you gotta like it.
2. January 12-3. February 3-1. Oh, you gotta love it.
You gotta love it. We're okay.
No, we're okay. I can't love. I'm Kasai Leonard. All I do is sigh and have the blues.
Oh my gosh. Well, can you at least get excited about the fact that we just had a pretty incredible road trip? 6-1?
Oh, 6-1. So good. And 6-1 at home in 2024. So good. 12-2. So good. Like, we're so good. I still think we're going to be the number one seed at All-Star break. I definitely think we're going to be the number one seed going into the playoffs. I fear being the number one seed and playing the 8 seed L word because all of a sudden we don't have home court advantage. But let's not talk about that. I want to play Clip Cast Trivia with Burbank Hank.
Ooh, I love
ready.
It.
Toot your own.
I love it. Toot. Now, but wait a second. Before we go too quickly past the road trip.
Did you say toot quickly?
Yes.
Or did you say too quickly?
Before we toot past the toot,
no.
I was wrong when I said we might go 4-3 or hopefully 5-2 on the road trip. However, you know who else called it as a 4-3 road trip? You know who else predicted that? Adam Oslin. And I love him.
Well, Ty
and he knows
Lue,
a lot about basketball.
Said 6-1. Ty Lue knows more about both of you.
Well,
Ty
you
Lue
said 7-0, but you always do. You always do.
I truly always do. I said worst case scenario, 6-1. All right, anyway. There are three Clippers in the top 20 in 3-point percentage. Can you name them?
Mm.
In the entire league, okay?
Kawhi
top
Leonard.
3-point percentage. Number three, Kawhi
because
Leonard.
I believe Kawhi Leonard is like 50% from three or something like that just in this last stretch since
couple
December.
Months, yeah. He's at a 45.6% 3-point percentage. Clip, Kawhi Leonard, number three overall. Who are the other two?
It couldn't be Norm Powell. Oh,
Norm Powell,
gosh.
Number eight, with 44.5%.
And James Harden. James
Harden's
the easy one.
James Harden, number 16, all 3-for-3.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Hank I have a trivia
100%,
question.
100% from three. Today.
You like it?
And
we're
James
the
Harden, number 16, 42.6%. Go on.
We're the number one shooting, 3-point shooting team in the league right now. And that's it's very good.
Overall.
And frankly,
we couldn't shoot them last night versus Nall.
No, we couldn't. We were outmatched on length. Their bigs outmatched us. That's for sure.
Did you know that Norm Powell, hot milk said, and I quote, "I told you all to take more naps." And I quote, "I told you all to take more naps because everyone was tired." Norm Powell was great.
So sleepy.
James Harden was great.
Look, I'm not one of the people that's wishing we would trade Paul George. That's not me.
Of course not.
I think Paul George.
He's an all-star.
Paul George
he's
has come up huge for us in the fourth quarter.
Oh, so huge.
But last night,
he
was 0 of 5 from 3. However, his first two threes, he got the ball with 1 second left on the clock and a hand in his face. Like that wasn't his fault. He kept getting the ball at the end of a possession with no time left on the clock and hoisted it. But if he had
All-star.
Come along in the fourth quarter like he often has been doing, maybe we win that game. I mean,
sure.
I understand we lost by a bit.
We got it to within four pretty late.
And momentum is a killer. And we need him to play better. But, James Harden and Kawhi Leonard last night were something special versus the Pelicans. Kawhi Leonard's defense is amazing. The rest of our team could step up a little on defense. Kawhi Leonard and James
Harden. Great to
have
Zoo back.
So great to have him back. But did you know who in the league is leading, and it's by a lot?
Field goal percentage.
No. 4-point.
Oh, what?
4-point plays.
Oh, it's got to be James Harden.
It's James Harden. And way behind him. Deeply behind him is Steph Curry. Deeply behind him. Not close.
Stephanie Curry, sweet boy.
Speaking of crybabies, like Sawhi Wild, Chris Seidel?
Kasai Leonard.
Whatever.
Kasai Leonard.
We could talk about old Klay Thompson, old crybaby Klay Thompson. Oh.
Oh, why? What happened? Did he get traded?
No, he didn't get traded, but everyone in the media is feeling such pity for him because they're not letting him close games. They're putting a rookie in because he's shooting terribly. And I would feel bad. I feel bad for any person at the end of their career. I do have empathy. But Klay Thompson was the most swaggering, arrogant basketball player during the run of the Golden State Warriors. I don't feel bad for him. I don't feel bad for him. There, I said it.
Well, I'll tell you something. I love this because I know you hate the Oakland Dubs or the San Francisco Warriors.
Least
I think
favorite.
You had a real cute name for them in a text with me earlier that I think you should share with Clippers Nation.
I don't remember it. Do you have it still in your text thread? I'm looking
at it.
I'm
too old to reach and look at the same time, but I do remember the word dump truck. Bay jerks. It was so good. You got to share it with the class.
You talk about something else while I'm looking it up. I'm sure it's... Hold on.
Okay, well, I've got a case of the blues. I'm very depressed because I loved being in the one seed, and I hate being in the four seed. I also despise the three seed. I loathe the two seed. I'm a winner. Points to self. The kid,
all right,
twinkle in his eye, points to self, is a winner.
It.
He loves being the number one seed. Like... The Kevin Durant and Andre Iguodala and Stephanie Curry and Crybaby Klay Thompson team, otherwise known as.
But the actual text was, because you suggested we drive up to the Bay Area.
What a tee up.
And
I teed you up. I underhand lobbed
it
over
the
plate.
Here it is. Here it is. Burbank Hank. Burbank Hank won't be.
Toot, toot.
Burbank Hank won't be driving up to Trash Town to see the Clippers play the dump truck dipshits of Bayburg.
Bay. You called San Francisco Bayburg.
I capitalized it.
Pittsburghed.
I capitalized
it. Pittsburghed. The Bay Area, and I love you for it. There's only
the
one Bay. It's a South Bay, and it's in L.A. of Bayburg. You Pittsburghed Northern California, and I am proud of you, Hank. That actually got me out of the blues very briefly, by the way. It brought laughter in my heart. Laughter, they say, is the best medicine. I disagree. I think it's penicillin or, honestly, Alka-Seltzer. Antacids. Anyway, those are my favorite medicines.
You love an antacid. You got a tender tummy.
I have a good antacid.
You have a tender tummy.
Double T. Double T. I'm ejected. Tender tummy. There's two T's. And you are out. Two T's for toot toot. You just did a poop poop toot toot. No wonder we're shedding listeners.
When you're stuck.
We can't bleed listeners
now,
fast
now,
enough.
Now, today was the trade deadline. We did
we
stand
made no trades,
pat,
yeah.
Much to the chagrin of T.J. Tucker. He's not happy. he
might be used.
He's not happy.
He might get a ring. He might get a ring and be real happy.
Oh, he's
I mean?
Not
Another
pleased.
Ring, I guess.
He's not pleased.
Ring,
my understanding from social media is that he posted a black screen with some words at the bottom that indicated he thought this was some BS. And he's the one. My understanding is that he's the one who generated all the trade rumors for himself.
Good for him.
Nobody was talking about trading him.
You are dialed into NBA social media, despite what Terrence Mann calls NBA Twitter.
NBA Twitter social media sucks.
No, I hardly look at it.
NBA Twitter.
This shit. like misery loves company. Everybody's on there talking. Bad about people, talking shit on people, it sucks, so I don't really go on there.
But I know you're more dialed in than I am.
Sure.
I deleted LA Clipcast off of X. I started a Twitter account. I never started an X account. When it became X, I X'd out. You're on there, so I'm only on IG at LA Clipcast. You're on X and IG at Henry Dittman, DITTMAN 22. So you're dialed in. Tell me about the Pat Beverly trade. I know nothing.
I know nothing. I don't know anything about it. I barely looked at it. I only was looking for
You know where
Clippers
he's going, right?
News. No, I don't even know.
He's going to Doc Rivers, Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, I like that for the Bucks, dude.
Oh, yeah. Bucks,
I like that
Clippers.
For the Bucks. They get
Bucks,
a brand
Clippers.
New coach. They're off to
brand
a rocky
Bucks.
Start. I want to say they're 1-4 or 1-3 to start with Doc Rivers, but it's a learning process. But
hey, what were we with James Harden?
I don't recall. 0-6. I don't recall.
0-6. I do. I have a case of the blues about it.
You freaked out when that happened. Not me.
Oh, dude, I've got to a dark place. Going to the one seed and falling to the four, by the way, is exactly, by the way, what the Utah Jazz did to Terrence Mann's led Clippers. Anyway, going from the one seed to the four is a less severe case of the blues than being 3-7 and losing 6 in a row and going 0-5 with James Harden, having the whole sports media world tell you that James Harden's a bum. You know how you said, you were talking earlier on the show about some athlete you admire. Oh, Klay Thompson, you don't admire. You hate him.
Ugh.
But James Harden and Russell Westbrook were never players that I hated.
No.
I was happy that Russ didn't do well for the L word just because I hate the L word so much. But I never hated Russ. And then James Harden I respected. And then I never I never liked the guys. I just did. I don't know. I knew of them, of course, because they're perennial all-stars. And I admired them, I guess. But I wouldn't say I liked them. I certainly didn't love them. But I definitely did not hate them. And then when they joined the team, holy Fs. For fun and friendship, Russell Westbrook gave us like all the leading stats in the playoffs. He's Mr. Hustle. He says he doesn't get tired at his age because he decides not to. I decide not to get tired. And then James Harden is just so lights out at distributing and scoring both.
Yes.
It is just so wonderful to have them be our guys.
Oh, they're so fun. They're so fun. I would love to circle back 5 seconds just to give you a little bit more information about Patrick Beverley.
First of all,
what's interesting about him going to the Bucks is that if you remember in the NBA bubble, there was the beef between Pat Beverley and Dame Lillard. Remember, Pat was mocking Dame time.
So yes, and falling over laughing.
What's really fun is that if we want to talk 1 second about the Philadelphia 76ers. Now they don't have Doc Rivers.
No, they do not.
They don't have James Harden. Joel Embiid is out with what is most likely a season ending.
That
surgery that Joel Embiid just had is months out of the
It's an actual injury. It's not just hurt feelings.
I believe he had surgery.
Oh, bummer.
So that's kind of it.
They are toast.
That's it.
They are
for the
toaster
Sixers.
Strudel.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, they're done.
Yeah.
Put a fork in the Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah.
I choose melted cheese, not Cheese Whiz. Big difference.
Well, I'll never know. I got the Cheese Whiz one, and I've said many times that it led to me thinking that the Philly cheesesteak is not that good.
Oh, yeah, Geno's. Don't worry about it, scumbag. Oh, cupcake. It's a term of endearment over here, pumpkin.
Jeez Louise, Chris.
I'm sorry. South Jersey. That's what I call Philadelphia. South Jersey.
But yes, it's so great to have. It's so great to have James Harden. It's so great to have this team. You know, no shade,
stacked.
No shade at all to Tice and to Plumlee. They were they came up big for us. They were instrumental.
They just weren't enough versus Zion
in some of those wins. But that's always been our problem with the Pels, has been bigs. You know, and
I also think we saw
a little bit. Teams are figuring. You know, teams are going to double Kawhi Leonard. They're going to double him. The problem is that when they double
and
Kawhi
triple.
Leonard, we've got James Harden, who can shoot lights out. I mean, didn't the game versus the Pelicans start out 11-0? Am I right about that? And then James Harden basically took over and scored the next 5 points. I mean, he's a difference maker for us. And all we really need is for Paul George to shoot himself out of this slump. I'm not sure if maybe he's mentally taking some hits because they haven't extended his contract.
I don't think so. I think being an all-star helps. I think he's had a bad night, honestly.
He's had a couple of bad starts. He just didn't make up for it
in
the fourth quarter.
But not bad nights. Last night was a bad night.
Yeah.
He's an all-star, and he should
be. But our guys were tired. They got in at 3 a.m.
James Harden should be an all-star. It's a travesty that guy is not on the team. That is an absolute travesty. And even me with a case of the blues, Kasai Leonard thinks that PG deserves to be an all-star. Obviously, Kawhi Leonard, my namesake, deserves to be an all-star and PG is. But James Harden should be on that team. There should be 3 Clippers on the Western Conference all-star team. And I don't care who you kick off. Kick off LeBron. I don't care. How come the L-word get 2? It doesn't make any sense. They stink. Kick somebody off and put James Harden in there. How about the lights out shooting of Norm Powell?
Oh,
Holy cow. He cannot miss.
No, Hank. He's playing great. And it also
feels so good.
It also feels like his game has shifted a little bit. He looks nice. He's shooting great.
He's just pure score. Pure score.
Yeah.
Favorite road W. I know my answer.
Tell me yours.
I
want to hear yours first.
Favorite road W, because it's like going 4-0 during the 2 back-to-backs is so big, especially going into Boston Garden or TD Garden, brah.
Yeah.
And they're 20-1, pal, brah. We only lost one game, guy. We're 20-1, guy.
That is disgusting. What you're doing with your voice is awful. Don't do that.
That's honestly the best sounding Boston accent you'll hear in weeks. Matt Damon, John Krasinski, and Marky Mark could be in your ears, and it's not going to get any better than what I just did. We go into Boston on night 2 of a back-to-back after the night before dismantling the Toronto Canadiens of Velociraptor. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. And the next day we go in and just spank the Beantown Bombs.
Yeah.
We just spank them.
It's nice.
We beat them so bad that they went 20-2, and then they lost like three out of their next five home games or something. They got shell-shocked. Like, look at their home record now. They'd only lost once before they met us, and then literally they've lost like five home games since because we beat them that bad that other teams took advantage. We just beat their butts.
Oh, we beat their butts.
I know you love butts. Mayor Butts, Inglewood, shout out.
Jason Tatum finished at a plus-minus, minus 32.
Oh, no.
And James Harden, finished a plus 36.
Yikes.
And by the way, he finished a plus 36, 0 for 6 from 3. He only scored 9 points.
Do you know the difference? Oh, this is going to be a good bit. Do you know the difference between Manhattan clam chowder and New England clam chowder?
No.
All right, so New England clam chowder. First of all, it's pronounced chowder. Your mother spits at it, okay?
Oh my gosh.
But in Manhattan, Manhattan clam chowder, Frank Sinatra cries in it. Oh, don't worry about it.
Wait, you said this was going to be a great bit.
And then your mother spits in it.
Yes.
It was the worst.
I preferred when you were sad.
We were shedding.
I preferred when you were sad.
We just shed listeners every week.
But also that night, we saw Clutch. All right. Stop. It's awful, and I want you to stop. We saw great Kawhi Leonard that night also.
I've got the blues.
Kawhi Leonard went better than 50% from three, 10 of 15 from the field, 26 points, seven rebounds, two blocks.
Remember the last time we saw him and he got a triple-double and you kept it from me? You kept it from me until the show.
I saved it for the cast.
Oh, so great.
I saved it for the cast. That was by far my favorite because that is one of the games that I picked as a loss for us. I picked that.
Beantown.
I said that we would lose.
Sure. The smart money said Boston. You know, we obviously have that very interesting past.
But we were tired. We were tired last night. It was a letdown coming off the road, 6-1. We were exhausted. And again, we landed at 3 a.m. Like that's not nothing. That means our guys didn't get to bed until 5. Our guys didn't go to bed till 5.
Leonard.
You know?
Tonight's sleepy time, PJ tuck 'em in, Norm Powell hot milk, sleepy time story is brought to you by Kasai Leonard.
This is going to be another bit that is hard to listen to.
There's an intrinsic combination betwixt the Boston Celtics and your Los Angeles Clippers. Because as you know, Los Angeles Clippers were the San Diego Clippers. But before that, they were the Buffalo Braves. Well, the owner of the Boston Celtics wanted to move his family to Southern California, but he couldn't move the storied franchise, Boston Celtics. So he picked up the phone and called Buck McGee, let's call him. That part is fiction. He called Buck McGee and said, "You're the owner of the Buffalo Braves, Buck. Let's just swap clubs, and then I'll move the Buffalo Braves to San Diego. Call them the Clippers. You get the Boston Celtics." So we have this crazy kinship with them. And, of course, the Boston Celtics' old-timey rival is the hated L-word. But if you ask anybody on the street in L.A., who's your rival, they will say the L.A. Clippers. That's your sleepy time, PJ Tucker, hot milk Norm Powell story. Good night, everybody.
This is the weirdest episode of Clipcast that I've ever been a part of.
Well, it's only been on 12 years, so it was bound to get here.
It was bound to get there.
It was
in
bound
the Dirty
to get here.
Dozen season. So
it's a Dirty Dozen.
I don't take great. I'm not super worried. I'm disappointed that we didn't stay the one seed. But
of course, 24 one night in one seed.
I'm not particularly worried. About
this is a good one.
Happened.
Let's predict when we get back to one, because we both think that the team is going to get back to one, correct?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. That just made me even bluer. Kasai Leonard is about to let out an epic sigh.
I know. I don't know. Now, I will say this.
Oh, I know we will. I know we
will. I will say this.
I know
our
we will.
Best
yeah.
shot at it is mm-hmm. Monday, February 12th, when we play the Minnesota Timberwolves, who are currently first.
And we got a gimme game Saturday versus the Pistons.
Detroit.
So we're going to
Detroit
Pistons.
Now that could put us tied for second.
Okay.
Not knowing when, I don't know when the Thunder and the Nuggets play next, because I don't watch those teams play unless they're playing the Clippers. but if we played, if no one else plays before Saturday.
We play the Nuggets after the All-Star.
I mean,
break,
I assume, no, I'm just saying, I don't even know when the Thunder and the Nuggets play.
Of course but not. Of course not. Only when they play the Clips.
They're 35-16. The Nuggets are 35-16. The Thunder are 35-16. We're 34-16. So we
all got 16 nails.
We beat Detroit. And then we're 35-16, and then really, we play the Timberwolves. We beat them. We both have 36 wins, but they have they have 17 losses. So that would be our chance to overtake the number
and
one.
And then
seed.
48 hours later, we play Bayberg. Okay, you know Bayberg.
Oh, I know.
Klay Thompson doesn't finish.
I'm not gonna say the whole name again because you already have some bleeping to do.
Then All-Star break, and then first up, OKC Thunder. So we got four games coming up. One is a gimme versus Detroit. The next one is Creators of Our Own Destiny. We can go. We can leapfrog Minnesota. Then we have Bayberg. Then we have a week off and watch PG and Kawhi play the All-Star game. By the way, you should have James Harden, Norm Powell, and Kawhi compete in the three-point contest. But what do I know? A lot about Clipper basketball. That's what I know. Anyway, and then after that, we have OKC Thunder, Creators of Our Own Destiny. We can leapfrog over them. So I think we go 4-0, obviously, in the next four games. What say you, Burbank Hank?
I think we could. I think we could, but
I think we should.
But that matchup, that matchup v Minnesota makes me nervous, pervis.
Mike? Oh, and your mother was on the show, and she confirmed that you had an uncle or aunt or whatever, name that, but you were saying it wrong. That's what she said on the show.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
God, what a show. What a show.
Longest
running
Clippers
podcast. I said
nervous purvis, and she said it's actually pronounced your Aunt Mertiel. so I've been very much mispronouncing it. Very much.
Off.
I do have an Aunt Mertiel. I do have an Aunt Mertiel, though. She's amazing. She's amazing.
Yeah, so you need to be not nervous like purvis, because it's actually, oh, God.
Nervous Mertiel.
Mertiel. Nothing
it's better purvis.
Rhymes with Bertiel.
Bertiel.
I have a hurt heel.
I've got a hurt.
And that's why I'm on Hank's ankle report.
Oh, the only rankle is PJ Tucker, who is not happy with his lack of playing time. And Bones Highland, who I do feel badly for, but frankly, you have these pieces, you hold on to them because you don't know what's going to happen.
Play in the stay ready games.
You gotta play in the stay ready
games.
Don't know.
And guys keep us ready.
Do you think there's a world where those guys crack the rotation?
No, because we're gonna be healthy. And those guys are not gonna crack the rotation. And we are going to keep all our pieces healthy into the playoffs, and then we're gonna tighten our rotation. So one of our sweet, sweet guys could not be
Maybe Amir.
No, not Coffee.
Who would it be?
I'm thinking Tice. I think Tice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if Plumlee's
Plumlee,
but he's so great. Tice is so great.
I love Tice.
But Amir
Tice.
But Amir Coffey has been draining
such hot coffee,
threes.
Dude. Hot.
He's
coffee.
Been draining
Cappuccino.
Threes, dude.
Ah. Ah.
I mean, come on. Yeah, you gotta love
he
that.
He is the roast of the town, not the toast of the town. See what I did there? He's the roast of the town. We've gone ahead and replaced the regular houseplant with the delicious taste of Amir Coffey. Instead of Maxwell House.
I want you
stay
to
with
really
me, Hank.
I want you
stay
to
with
really
me, Hank.
This is the moment, Chris, listening back to the show. Hey, Chris of the future.
My name is Kasai Leonard.
You're listening back and you're watching the show right now.
Name.
Do better.
Watching.
Do better.
With your heart eyes.
Just do
watch
better.
With your heart eyes. Or your ears, your podcast listening ears.
So weird. Amir Coffey went 2-4 from 3 last night.
Dude, Amir Coffey's been great.
Yeah, he's been great.
I have been loving Coffee. I've been loving Terrence Mann, who was cold as ice last night. I have been loving the team, the squad. I've been loving Norm Powell, I think, the most.
Well,
obviously,
Amir,
Kawhi Leonard.
Wait a second. Terrence Mann was not – I mean, he went 1-1 from 3. I mean, he could have shot –
Last night?
He could have shot more would have been nice. He got 5 rebounds. I mean, it was Paul George really who went 3
of 15.
I want to
say he was 1-4, though.
What's that?
I want to say, oh, dude, and PG like was 0-10 at the end of the half or something.
Oh yeah, he went
0-8
from 3, 3-15 from the field. He was really
somebody
bad.
Got teed up, and Ty Lue very wisely sent PG
to
the line
to
for his
find
first
his stroke.
Point.
Just a
and then he made
stroke.
The next field goal, his first made field goal of the night. Ty Lue is your NBA Western Conference Coach of the Month, back-to-back months, December and January. Congratulations, Coach Ty Lue, which I think that's why he's going to get Coach of the Month in February. Coach of the Month in March to the playoffs, and we will be the number one seed in April. I believe.
Hey,
even
Kasai
Leonard,
trivia.
West case of the Blues. The
I got a fun
Blues.
Trivia
hit me,
for you.
Hit me.
You probably know who our leading scorer last night was versus the Pels. You probably know, going 5 of 6 from three, who that was.
James Harden.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who was our second leading scorer?
Oh, great question. Norm Powell?
Yes.
Oh, the kid.
And what's really wild is that he did that going 2 of 7 from three.
Yeah, but he just is. Which is an off night for him, obviously.
He's been great in the paint.
He's top 10 3-point percentage. He's top 10 3-point percentage. He gets in there and he gives you those layups that you need, that you love. Russ Westbrook. And
he also
minimized minutes, Russ. Minimized minutes, but still always big impact.
It also feels like Norm is being. I'm not trying to think the best way to say it, because it isn't really aggressive. He's always been aggressive to the rim, although it feels more like he's more intent on scoring, less intent on trying to draw the foul.
Can you do me a favor
and
just say that exact same thing, but call Norm his nickname Hot Milk? Do you mind?
It just feels like Hot Milk is less concerned with getting the foul and more concerned with taking a sweet nap after
bucket.
Drinking his hot milk and his nightshirt and his nightcap and his slippies and getting
PJ
the bucket and getting the bucket.
I told y'all to take more naps. PJ tuck me in. I told y'all.
Oh, sweet.
Okay, so
PJ.
Pat Beverly, God bless him, goes back to Doc Rivers. That actually makes me very interested and very excited to watch them in the postseason, but I won't watch any team regularly until the postseason, because we only watch the Clippers. We're Burbank Hank and Kasai Leonard. Thank you so much for listening. What a great night. What a great road trip. It was great being the one seed for one night. I mean, it was fabulous. That was like the best night of my year, easily.
Yeah, it was amazing. And hopefully we get that again. But now you can see this may be a season where we really come down to those last couple of games and nobody's resting anything. If it stays knotted like this, and looking at these top four teams, none of these teams are looking like an anomaly. None of these teams are looking like fool's gold to me. So we may very well find ourselves saying we have to play every single game all the way, you know, buzzer to buzzer, every single game. There's no laying off leading into the playoffs, because we'll still be fighting for position, because you want to be first. You want
to be
second. You really don't want to be third or fourth.
I don't want to be two or three. I want to be one.
The
number one seed is the vast majority of NBA champions are the number one seed. The vast majority of NBA champions are the number one seed. In the last month of the season, we play 8 games. We play only one of those top four teams, you know, top three besides us, whatever. We only play Denver. So we don't play OKC. We don't play Minnesota in that final month, in those final 8 games. But we do play Denver, and that's going to be a big, big, big game, April 4th. That is going to be a massive
game. Yeah, it may be the whole game. It may be everything. Like, it may really come down to that, 100%.
We shall see. But next, we got the All-Star break. Before that, we might actually clipcast before the All-Star break next week, possibly. Both of us in the building Monday night. I'll definitely be there Saturday afternoon for the guaranteed home blowout W versus the Detroit Pistons of Ann Arbor, Michigan. I think they moved actually to proper Detroit, but I'll be there. And then Monday night, toot your own horns, America, because Burbank Hank might be in the building
big
game. Minnesota.
But by the way, one more quick thing. Other things to watch for. Teams on the rise in the West. Phoenix is starting to figure it out as well. So you got to watch them. They're figuring it out. That victory is starting to work. I don't like it, but it's true. I know. I'm just heaping on insult, meet injury.
I don't believe that the big three are all three in the top 3%, 3-point percentage. Because I saw that was like maybe two Phoenix guys, Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal, don't quote me. But I think Phoenix had two. There was another team that had three guys in it. It may be OKC. Anyway, We're going to be keeping our eyes on it. And I'm going to be keep sighing until we get back to the one seed. Chris Kowild is on hiatus. And Kasai Leonard is here to stay until we get back to the one seed. Kasai Leonard does not open the show. And Kasai Leonard does not close the show.
Oh, I guess it just leaves Burbank Hank. Join us next time. Keep an eye out. Share our podcast. Please rate it. Please write us a review if it's good or bad. We'll read it on the air. We don't care. We don't have any feelings. And we will see you next time for another all-new ClipCast. Bye! My mother-in-law and father-in-law are sleeping in the guest house next to the office, and I bet you that they think that was a flash flood warning. I bet you they're about to come running out in their drawers. Oh my gosh, that was so loud. Oh boy. And you know what if they say was that a flash flood warning, I'm just gonna say, it's cool.